وسلم على آله وصحبه ومن سلم سنته المهدين. أما بعد، my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أسك الله تبارك وتعالى to accept our meeting and guide us for knowledge إن شاء الله تعالى and make these classes in our good deeds إن شاء الله تعالى. إن شاء الله. So yesterday, إن شاء الله تعالى yesterday, we spoke about the story of the مائدة. The table is spread. The table is spread. Surah Al-Ma'idah, Surah number 5. And we reached yesterday the ayah number 114. When Sayyidina Ida, the, what do you call it? The Al-Hawariyun, the helpers, the disciples, they ask Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam to ask his Lord to send down a table spread from the heaven. Because they were fasting for 30 days and they don't find any food. So they insist to let Sayyidina Isa to ask his Lord to send it exactly the table from the heaven with food, of course. So when he found them, insisted, he warned them, actually, if anyone would disbelieve, it will be ungrateful of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provide them, he will be in a severe punishment. As we see the ayahs today, inshallah ta'ala, the ayah number 114 again. I know we said yes yesterday, but exactly because this is connected with 2:115. قال عيسى بن مريم اللهم ربنا أنزل علينا مائدة من السماء تكون لنا عيدا لأولنا وآخرنا وآية منك وارزقنا وأنت خير الرازقين.
Surah Al-Maidah number 5 verse 114. Said Jesus, the son of Mary, O Allah, our Lord, send down to us a table spread with food from the heaven to be for us a festival for the first of us and the last of us, and a sign from you, and provide for us, and you are the best of providers. Surat Al-Maidah, l'actab servi, numéro 5, verset numéro 114. Ô Allah, notre Seigneur, dit Jésus, fils de Marie, fais descendre du ciel sur nous une table servie, qui soit une fête pour nous, pour le premier d'entre nous, comme pour le dernier, ainsi qu'un signe de ta part. Nourris-nous, tu es le meilleur des nourrisseurs.
Ok. So what happened after that? Sayyidina Isa, he stood up and he went to his place of worshipping. The place to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he stood in the front of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and he raised his hand to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he cried. He begged his Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala to send down the table spread was full of food. We talk about ayah number 114, and he cry a lot. Ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala for his grace and his mercy to send it down the table. After he make this dua, as we see in this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted the dua from Sayyidina Isa. Accepted the dua from Sayyidina Isa through the revelations. Allah revealed it to Isa alayhi salam. In ayah 1:115, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentioned that. Allah accepted, and as we said yesterday, the ulama of tafsir, they divide to two sections. Majority of the ulama, they said, indeed Allah send it down. There's no doubt, because Allah, he said that in ayah number 115. Who said that and confirmed that is true? Imam Ibn Jarir al-Tabari, tafsir al-Tabari. الإمام ابن القيم الجوزي وابن تيمية his teachers exactly إمام الشوكاني إمام ابن كثير إمام ابن عاشور all of these great scholars they confirmed that the table came with reality it's true while some other scholars they said no because after they saw the or Isa عليه السلام warning them that Allah whoever disbelieve or will be ungrateful He will receive a severe punishment from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. They said, we don't need it. But this is weak. The majority, they said, it is fact because Allah said that in ayah number 115. Look to ayah number 115. الله سبحانه وتعالى أنصر عيسى عليه السلام قال الله إني منزلها عليكم فمن يكفر بعد منكم فإني أعذبه عذابا لا أعذبه أحدا من العالمين.
Verse 115. Allah said, indeed I will send it down to you.
So brother Kiba, he sent it or not Allah? He sent it because some of the other ulama like Mujahid, exactly Hassan al-Basri said no, he did not send it. But this is confirmed. Allah never changes his promise. Never say something and he changes his promise. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inni munazziluhu alaykum.
Indeed, I will send it down to you. But whoever disbelieves afterwards from among you, then indeed will I punish him with a punishment by which I have not punished anyone among the worlds. Oui, dit Allah, je la ferai descendre sur vous. Mais ensuite, quiconque d'entre vous refuse de croire, je le châtirai d'un châtiment dont je ne châtirai personne d'autre dans l'univers.
طيب. Let's we ask some questions around this. Around this, inshallah ta'ala. As we clear it, Allah sent it down for a purpose. What is the purpose Allah sent it down? Allah could reject it from the beginning. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He creating all of us, He doesn't want anyone to go to the hellfire. He doesn't want anybody to be in hell. We are the one we choose to follow the way of the shaitan wa la'uzu billah. So why Allah send it? To increase their faith. Number one, the follower, the disciples. To increase their faith, the children of Israel. Number two, stability. Stability. Number three, certainty. Exactly, to make sure they saw something with eyewitness. So yaqeen, that means actually their iman will be increased. That is the purpose Allah sent it for them, to give them a chance with a warning. Allah warning whoever disbelieve it and he will be ungrateful after he eat and he saw all this miracle, I will never punish him like anyone of al-alameen wa li'auzu billah. Subhanallah. So Allah sent it to who? To the disciple only. We said yesterday the disciple of Isa around him, they were about from 12 to 13 disciples. Al-Hawariyun. But children of Israel a lot. Thousands of people. So Allah sent it to all. How many people they were? About 7,000 people. Only one table spread came from the table to eat. For who? For the rich. For the poor. For the one who has a chronic actually disease. For the one who has chronic disease. For the needy people. Allah sent the food for all. And we'll tell you exactly what kind of food Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send it down. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a mu'jiza. Miracle from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But Allah warning exactly the children of Israel whoever disbelieve. Subhanallah, wa la hawla la quwata illa billah. And Sayyidina Isa was worried too much. Because he was worried for what? Because after they eat, they will be ungrateful. They don't thank Allah about the food. Or they deny it. Because it's a miracle. Some exactly table spirit came down from the heaven. It is a miracle. So it is a miracle from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what happened after that? What happened? Isa alayhi salam, after he made the dua, he was waiting as well as the children of Israel around him, al-Hawariyun especially, the disciples, waiting actually for the heaven because Allah revealed it to him, indeed I will send it down. So they were waiting for it. So he took the group of the people and they waiting for actually to see the table spread when it's come from the heaven. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send it down with the angels. Between two clouds, بين غمامتين, two different clouds, the angel hidden behind of course, and the table spread came down slowly, little by little. And all of them, they saw that miracle. They saw that miracle, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah do whatever He will, inshallah ta'ala. طيب. Went down. little by little. Why? It was covered with a blank sheet. The table itself came to Isa alayhi salam, especially to be between his two hands. The table is a large table, of course, but it's in the front of him. That's what I mean. So it's covered by blanket. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, he went and he got up and he uncovered it. He took the blank sheet or the napkins, whatever it is, in order to show them the food. Okay. Now, on while it's come down, Sayyidina Isa making dua. He asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this table a table spirit of rahmah, barakah, from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not to make it as a niqmah, not to make it as a curse or punishment. Because he knows actually about the children of Israel. They deny. And remember, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam came in the time of the medicine. Medicine was very famous among the children of Israel. So Allah sent him to be more powerful, more than the children of Israel, the doctors, in order to show them the miracle. Because children of Israel, as we agree yesterday, they never believe anything unless with miracle. Time. So what happened after that? What kind of food? Allah sent like 7 whales, big fish. 7 whales on the table. How big they are, whales? 7 plus khubz. Khubz, it's mean, khubz, what's mean khubz by Arabic language? Bread.
Khubz, I don't know.
Khubz, bread. Khubz, it's mean bread. Bread, actually. And some of the scholar, they said actually rumman, pomegranate. Also that. Some of them, they said vinegar. Because the people in the past, they used to dip the food in the vinegar and they eat. As the Prophet ﷺ, when he passed by of Ali radiallahu anhu, he find 2 kind of food while Ali radiallahu anhu was eating. Vinegar and oil. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam qala ta'amani fi ina'in wahid ya Ali. 2 kind of meal you eat in the same time ya Ali. That's mean the Prophet, he need all either the vinegar or the oil. Subhanallah, where we are now and where are our children? Hasbunallah wa la hawla. Ask Allah to help us. Subhanallah. So it was has a good, the great smelling. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created with a word. Kun fayakun. There is no any chef. Allah sent it to cook it. Allah sent it ready from the heaven, Sheikh Mustafa, exactly ready. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his command is between what? 2 lara. Kun fayakun. Be and it was. That's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ready. Baked the fish. Bread is ready. Pomegranates. Exactly. It's for them to actually to increase their iman. What happened after that? And no human heart could imagine. What is that? No human. Because some of them, when they saw this miracle, they disbelieve. They became kafir. This is magic. What exactly, what is that? We don't believe in that. As we said yesterday, the same thing of Ashab Muhammad, the companion of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some of them, they disbelieve after the Isra and Mi'raj. The Prophet, he visited actually the Aqsa Masjid and he went to actually to visit his Lord and he came before the second morning. Some of the Sahaba, they disbelieve. وَلِيَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ ارْتَدْ وَمَنْ يَرْتَدِدْ إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَرْتَدِدْ مِنْكُمْ عَنْ دِنِهِ فَيَمُتْ وَهُوَ كَافِرْ. And whoever reject his deen and or disbelief after he became a Muslim, he will die as a kafir and is very severe punishment from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Aye. So what happened after that? When they saw that, they tried to be smart. Are we not going to eat from it unless you eat from it first? They told the Isa alayhi salam, we are not going to eat from it unless you've tested first. I will need you to see it first. To see you to eat from it first. Subhanallah. Then Sayyidina Isa told them, you are the one you requested, not me. You are the one you ask about this table spread with food, not me. He said, no, we are not going to go exactly to eat unless you eat it from. So Sayyidina Isa, what did he do? He has no choice. He asked who? The boar to eat from it. those who has a chronic disease, the poor and the chronic disease and the needy people, go and eat from it. So from it, this table, 1,300 people ate. Not all of them. Some of them rejected to eat. Some of them rejected completely. They became munafiq, hypocrites. Because they asked about it in the beginning, and then what happened? When it came down, they disbelieved it. So it's magic. I don't know what, we cannot guarantee to eat this kind of food. We need you, Isa, Jesus, eat from it first. So Sayyidina Isa, he let the poor eat it from. So those who has a chronic disease, right away cured from the food. Allah give them shifa. So the other people, those who refused to eat from it, the majority, eat from it. They say, how come we did not eat? The food is finished. We wish actually to eat with them. We are stupid. So subhanAllah, they are rejecting themselves. Why they did not eat with the poor people? SubhanAllah, alhamdulillah, illa billah al-azim. So that's actually what happened from that. Then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, what happened after that? As we say, everybody has a chronic disease. Allah give him shifa from this food. And remember actually, I say, what is the first, I am asking you a question. What is the first food for the people of the Jannah? When you enter the Jannah, what is the first food you're going to eat it in the paradise? Okay, the fish of exactly in the liver loop. You understand? That is somebody said, I don't like fish. You know, keep ya, wait ya, akhi, until you see it. Inshallah ta'ala, ask Allah to feed you for this. That is the best food. It's going to be totally different than the fish. The fish in our life has a smelling. Mm-hmm. But the fish in the hereafter actually has no smelling. وَلَا حَوْلَ لَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ زَيْدٍ. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, before you leave, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, because the people feel sad, they don't eat it. Then after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started to send it once a day. Not for only one time. Once a day. Then after that, after once a day, subhanallah, then Allah, he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send it for them day after day. Day after day, and they eat from it. And remember, there are 7,000. But some of them rejected to eat it. They don't trust it. While they ask Isa alayhi salam for it, subhanallah. Then after that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala ordered Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, or the Sayyidina alayhi salam, to make this food only for the poor, not for the regular people, for the poor, the needy people, those who have the disease only. Then after that, became like a hard for them to accept this ayah, and they became hypocrites. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, send it up, take it, ascend it, disappear. They found no table anymore, no table spread. And those who rejected and they refused to eat from it, while they ask Isa alayhi salam, Allah punished them and they transformed them to a big and to be big and what? Apes. Monkey and khinzir. They became monkey and khinzir. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar, he said, أَشَدُّ النَّاسِ عَذَابًا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. The most one who will have a receive a severe punishment. Most of the people, number one, المنافقون, the hypocrites. He's from us, Ahmad and Muhammad and Mahmoud and Zainab and Fatima. They are for it, they smile in your face, but in behind you, they stab you on your back. The المنافقون, the hypocrites. Allah sent the surah in the Quran, call it surah المنافقون, the hypocrites. Right? Now, number two, أصحاب المائدة, the table companions, those who disbelieve from الحواريون. الحواريون, they exactly the follower of Isa عليه السلام, those who disbelieve, because الحواريون, yes, majority they believe, they became a believer, but some of them, they became a disbeliever. Allah punished them, and punished the other way, the other children of Israel, those who denied this, and those who rejected, وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ الْعَظِيمِ. That's actually what happened. Move forward to Surah Al Imran, in this 3 minutes, inshallah ta'ala, before you leave. Look what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al Imran. سورة نمبر 3 آية نمبر 52 أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. فلما أحس عيسى منهم الكفر قال من أنصاري إلى الله؟ قال الحواريون نحن أنصار الله آمنا بالله واشهد بأننا مسلمون.
فضل. سورة آل عمران, family of Imran, number 3, verse number 52. But when Jesus felt persistence in disbelief from them, he said, "Who are my supporters for the cause of Allah?" The disciples said, "We are supporters for Allah. We have believed in Allah and testified that we are Muslims submitting to him." Puis quand Jésus ressentit de l'incrédulité de leur part, il dit, "Qui sont mes alliés dans la voie d'Allah?" Les apôtres dirent, "Nous sommes les alliés d'Allah. Nous croyons en Allah. Et soit un témoin que nous lui sommes soumis."
طيب, according to this ayah fast, when Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam felt resistance, disbelief from them, some of them, as we said, actually deny this story. They deny, as well that some of the companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, some of them they say that we are not going to pay the zakah. Call it harb al-ridda, the war or the battle of rejectors of the Islam. Sayyidina Abu Bakr, in the time of the Khilafat, Sayyidina Abu Bakr. Then after a while, they asked him, "Why you don't pay the zakah?" قال, "Allah, he said, he specified the Prophet Muhammad to take the sadaqah from us, not anyone of you. خذ من أموالهم صدقة تزكيهم وتطهرهم بها. Oh Muhammad, take from their wealth, from their property, sadaqah." So the message came from the Prophet ﷺ. They have the problem for the Muslims. Sometimes they took the way, exactly the ayat of the Allah, the way how they want.
Word by word, yeah.
They took it in the wrong way. وليعوذ بالله. سيدنا أبو بكر رضي الله عنه وارضاه said, "والله لو منعوني عقار بعير كانوا يؤدونه إلى رسول الله لقاتلتهم عليه." والله, if they used to give me the rope which hold the horse, عقال, the rope, they used to give it to رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, and now they rejected to give it to me, I will fight against them. And سيدنا أبو بكر رضي الله عنه وارضاه, he declared a war against them, and he killed a lot of them. سيدنا أبو بكر, he unknown, he's a soft heart, سيدنا أبو بكر. And سيدنا عمر even, he stood up, يا أبو بكر, look at the word, brother, and you need to understand, يا أبو بكر, تقاتل الناس بعد أن قالوا لا إله إلا الله, are you going to fight against the people after they say لا إله إلا الله? قال, نعم, yes, I will do that. If the limit of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will be rejected, if the law of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will be rejected, zakah is fard or not fard? So after he fought against them, Sheikh Mustafa, and he killed a lot of them, sahaba, they rejected to pay the zakah. So what happened? Sayyidina Umar said, "May Allah reward Abu Bakr. Without the action of the Abu Bakr, the Islam, the road, the pillar of Islam will be losing one by one." Some people come later, "No, I don't like to fast." Some people come later, "No, I don't like to fast." Exactly. Allah ghafur rahim. As we say it up here, some Muslim, I meet them in exactly here in the area. Say, "Ya akhi, come pray with us." Allah ghafur rahim. My heart, I love my Allah. He loved me and I love him. He's with me and I love him and he's my taboo. I don't pray. No, exactly. Those who are in your ma, he told me like this. Those in the masjid, all of them, they are hypocrites. So I told them, "Who are you? If they are hypocrites in the masjid, who are you?" He said, "My father used to be a big sheikh, big imam in Africa." I said, "So why you don't follow your father?" Subhanallah, that is actually what happened. Fitna for the Muslim all the time come from the shaitan. That's why the da'wah is very important, to make the da'wah, to spread the Islam for all the people, inshallah ta'ala. So what happened is actually this, in this ayah, inshallah ta'ala, we need to know that some of the people, فَلَمَّا حَسَّ عِيسَى مِنْهُمُ الْكُفْرِ, but when Jesus felt resistance, disbelief from them, come from them, who are, he said, who are my supporter? مَنْ أَنْصَارِ إِلَى اللَّهِ, who are my supporter? قَالَ الْحَوَارِيُّونَ, الْحَوَارِيُّونَ will say the supporter of عِيسَى عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ, قَالُوا نَحْنُ أَنْصَارُ اللَّهِ, we are the helper of Allah. Amanna billah. We believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And be witness. It's two meaning. Either to tell Allah, Ya Allah, be witness that we are a believer, or they told the Sayyidina Isa, be witness that we are a Muslim. And from this meaning, we have a great lesson to listen for this. We are Muslim because inna ad-deen 'inda Allah al-Islam. The only religion accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, religion for all the prophets and messengers, al-Muslim, al-Islam. وَمَنْ ابْتَغَى غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينَ فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهَا. And whoever choose any another religion beside Islam, it will never be accepted from him. وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. And in the hereafter, he will be what? Loser. Among the loser, وَلَيْعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ. Inshallah, tomorrow, inshallah, we're going for the second ayat. Inshallah, ta'ala, to go, fi iznillah, ta'ala, about the number 3 in the page, inshallah ta'ala, and to continue our class. May Allah tabaraka ta'ala granting all of us in knowledge and make all of us among those who listen and obey, inshallah. Barakallah feekum, subhanakallah, hamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilaik. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.